It's time for Wisconsin Life, and all this week, our look at literacy in Wisconsin. When Renee Reek fell on hard times, her longtime friend Rick stepped in to help her make a new start in Madison. They tell us about their friendship and the computer skills Renee learned that landed her her first job in decades.
I live right across the street, so I knew the place was here. So I came in one day to find out what they offered, and come to find out, within like a month or so, they told me they were starting a scale class, and that is for anybody that wants to attend. And what I like about it is that it helps each person grow in the areas that they want to grow in. My goals were to increase my typing speed, to update my computer skills, and to update my resume. So those were a few of them, the things that I wanted to do.
You know, we were, quite frankly, she was sitting around waiting for SSDI. And I just said, hey, you know, you're better than that. You know, and that might never come. So you just can't do that. And she took it. She went forward with the help of this place. And I believe we just kind of walked in here. Like we walked in here cold.
Well, I met Rick when I was 18, and we dated for a year or two on and off. And then after that, we just stayed really good friends.
Yeah, I mean, I went to UW-Madison, and then her life kind of went in a different direction due to substance abuse issues, and things kind of spiraled out of control, but she's definitely improved with the help of the Literacy Network, helping her get her foot in the door. So it was really kind of a godsend.
You know, a lot of programs and schooling is geared more towards the younger generation, which I'm glad they have that for them. But there's also a lot of people, you know, that are older that for various reasons just need a little help to go forward, you know. That, and it feels good that society hasn't given up on you. Coming here, you know, boosted me for what I needed to do, and helped make me feel like I could do something again. Rick's been very supportive and encouraging all my life, and even through the ups and downs that I had. And so all I can do now is try to move forward. Don't just sit around and be depressed about things that you can't change. Just maybe go out and find something that makes you feel better about yourself, and things will change.
Madison's Renee Reek sharpened her computer skills with the support of her longtime friend, Rick. They shared their story as part of this week's look at literacy in Wisconsin. Literacy goes beyond knowing how to read. It's feeling confident using a computer. It's understanding one's own finances. And it's having a grasp on the healthcare system. Dr. Paul Smith has been working towards improving health literacy in Wisconsin for years, making sure people understand and know how to use health information. He's a UW School of Medicine and public health professor and a medical advisor for Wisconsin Health Literacy.
Almost anybody can have trouble with health literacy at some point in time. It depends a lot on your background information, what you know about. You can know a lot about a certain medical problem, but not know anything about another medical problem. It also can depend on your state of mind. If you're angry or worried or you hear bad news, something like that can definitely make it harder to absorb information and process it and make decisions.
So what are some of the biggest issues when it comes to health literacy?
Well, it's a couple things. So the healthcare in the United States these days is complex, and the system is complex. Where do you go? Who do you talk to? How do you find out answers? The whole thing is hard for everybody, and To be honest, we have these very educated people who have learned a new language in nursing school or pharmacy school or medical school, and they sort of forget that the rest of the world doesn't know that language. And folks in the healthcare field often think they're very good communicators, but when you ask the people they talk to after they walk out the door, often they didn't understand a lot of what was said, which leads to another part of the problem is that folks are reluctant to ask questions or ask for clarification if they don't understand things.
And you've been working with healthcare providers on maybe finding better ways to communicate with their patients. What are some things that they can do to help patients better understand their situation?
Well, one would hope that they would have some awareness of this issue. There's still a lot of healthcare professionals who really are not tuned into it. So that's sort of the first thing, is to get tuned into the issue that it really is a problem and people don't understand. But there's organizations working on that.
And it's not all on the healthcare professionals. It's also on the patients and family members to maybe educate themselves and know what sort of questions to ask or what to look for too.
Right. Yeah. So there's definitely things that patients can do to help. And I've been a family physician for about 30 years now, and it's kind of surprising how often people come to my office completely unprepared. They haven't really thought about what they wanted to get out of the visit. I mean, sometimes it's easy. Oh, I fell and hurt my ankle and I want that taken care of. But especially for ongoing care. So being prepared, thinking ahead of time, what are the concerns I have? What are the questions I have? What are the things I need to get done? Paperwork filled out or something like that. And then actually talk about that at the beginning of the visit. And then the healthcare professional will have sort of their own agenda of things. Oh, well, you need to have this preventive care test, or we need to talk about this thing from last time when you were here or whatever. And then the other part that you kind of mentioned is being willing to ask questions. And it's kind of hard to do that sometimes. Mm-hmm. Doctors seem like they're in a hurry and you don't want to bother them. But if you're walking out the room and you don't know what to do or you don't understand something, that's not good. And that's really not what we want to happen. So you can ask the physician. If they don't have time, you can ask, well, who can I talk to? Often the nurse or somebody else will be able to explain things. And if there's something that has to get back to the doctor for clarification, they can facilitate that.
Dr. Paul Smith is a UW School of Medicine and Public Health professor and a medical advisor for Wisconsin Health Literacy. Wisconsin Life is produced by Erica Janik in partnership with the Wisconsin Humanities Council. Additional support comes from Lowell & Mary Peterson of Appleton. Find more at wisconsinlife.org.